Book 11, the Book of Everlasting Day, page 688 to page 689. Then with a smile august as noonday heavens, the Godhead of the vision wonderful. How shall earth nature and man's nature rise to the celestial levels, yet earth abide? Heaven and earth towards each other gaze across a half that few can cross, none touch. Arriving through a vague ethereal mist, out of which all things form that move in space, the shore that all can see but never reach. Heaven's light visits sometimes the mind of earth. Its thoughts burn in her sky like lonely stars. In her heart there move celestial seekings, soft and beautiful like fluttering wings of birds, visions of joy that she can never win, traverse the fading mirror of her dreams. Faint seeds of light and bliss bear sorrowful flowers, faint harmonies caught from a half-heard song. Fall swooning mid the wandering voices jar, foam from the tossing luminous seas where dwell the beautiful and far delight of gods. Raptures unknown, a miracled happiness, thrill her and pass half-shaped to mind and sense. Above her little finite steps she feels, careless of knot or pause, worlds which weave out a strange perfection beyond law and rule, a universe of self-found felicity, an inexpressible rhythm of timeless beats, the many movemented heartbeats of the one, magic of the boundless harmonies of self, order of the freedom of the infinite, the wonder plastics of the absolute. There is the all truth, and there the timeless bliss. But hers are fragments of a star lost gleam. Hers are but careless visits of the gods. They are a light that fails, a word soon hushed. And nothing they mean can stay for long on earth. There are high glimpses, not the lasting sight. A few can climb to an unperishing sun, or live on the edges of the mystic moon, and channel to earth mind the wizard ray. The heroes and the demigods are few, to whom the close immortal voices speak, and to their acts the heavenly clan are near. Few are the silences in which truth is heard, unveiling the timeless utterance in her deeps. Few are the splendid moments of the seers.